Steve. Hi, Steve. What's on your mind, sir?
Hi, Doc. Hey, I got a question about taking the I just listened to your show last week. You're talking about taking niacinamide for chronic knee pain.
Yes, sir.
I'm 57 years old and was diagnosed about a year ago with osteoarthritis of my left knee.
Yes, sir.
The issue I have, though, in taking the niacinamide, and I don't know if I'm correct on this or not, is how does about in 1994 I was diagnosed with recurrent deep vein thrombosis, and
uh-huh.
I've been on warfarin for about 20 years.
Okay.
And it's working fine, I mean, as long as I get my blood monitored and all that, but I'm wondering if I take the niacinamide, will that affect my INR levels? And if so, what do I need to do about that?
Thank goodness it will not, sir. Niacinamide is not one of the things that might interfere with INR levels. And
okay.
one thing you might want to check with your doctors about, sir, and that is, are they aware of the research by a professor from one of the universities on the East Coast, it was either Virginia or North Carolina or something like that, that showed that persistent use of warfarin, which of course they tell you don't take any vitamin K, don't eat anything with vitamin K in it, actually can lead to cognitive decline because of the lack of vitamin K. Are those people aware of that? And I know I'm getting excited because it is just, in my opinion now, it's just my opinion, malpractice to have somebody on a vitamin K depriving agent such as warfarin for 20 years, especially when there are so many other things that can be done to keep the blood from clotting. Now, here's one, here's one example. It is possible to take so darn much fish oil, sir, that when we cut ourselves, we don't stop bleeding. Talk about an anticoagulant. Wow. Fish oil is an anticoagulant. It's just and it doesn't deprive us of vitamin K. And right there at the University of Washington, they have a gadget called a platelet aggregometer, which tells you if your platelets are too slippery, in which case you won't stop bleeding, or not very slippery at all, in which case you'll get a clot easy, or whether they're in the sweet spot in between. It's called the normal range. And if we take enough fish oil to make our platelets slippery but not too slippery, why, we do the same thing. We keep our blood from clotting too easily. Also, besides the University of Washington and their platelet aggregometer, there is the Meridian Valley Lab, for which I work, that has a blood viscosity test. And that just means how thick is the blood. And fish oil thins the blood, sir. It can thin it right down to the point where, and this has been documented, where people will bleed to death if they get cut and then don't put a tourniquet on. So and that's why, in my opinion only, it is irresponsible when this business about fish oil has been known since the Danish researchers discovered it. It is irresponsible to have someone on warfarin for 20 years, and that's just my opinion. I know it's not theirs, but good grief.
Okay, no. I had originally, when this first onset came, I had a really good doctor out here that was working with a doctor out of the University of Washington. He's a doctor out of Bremerton, but he's since retired about 5-6 years ago. He was one of the, it starts with an N, I can't remember the specialty, what it's called, for blood. But should I contact the University of Washington about that test or whatever so that I can find out if I can go on this fish oil successfully?
Anyone can go on the fish oil successfully, sir, but they got to be very careful, because if they're on warfarin
right.
and they add something else in that might make their blood too slippery, the whole thing might go too fast is the point.
Uh-huh.
you got to be working with a doctor who knows what they're doing on that, sir. I'd look for some doc who is skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, because it's a slow, steady transition. No, you can't just switch from one to the other.
Okay. Can I contact your Tahoma clinic there to come in and be seen about that and get that taken care of?
Yes, you can, sir. And okay. By the way, we have doctor's meetings once a week. And since you've mentioned this, I'll be bringing it up at our next doctor's meeting, that somebody might be coming in about this, and they might not, too. It's certainly totally up to the individual. And we'll just review what we do under these circumstances. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and thank you for calling.